Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People were going nuts about this.
Yeah.
You watch golf much?
A little. Like I said yesterday, I mean, I watch when Tiger Woods is playing.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. No, I get that. And I'm pretty much the same way. But Rory McIlroy, who's just crushing this tournament, is 13 under. Well, he was 13 under. Had a birdie, and then the following hole went out of bounds, then went into the deep, deep rough. Anyway, took an eight.
Oh, geez.
I just retweeted the clip, and I was like, it reminds me of my golf game. And if, you know what's funny?
I'm just watching this now.
Watch the clip. It's unbelievable.
At Dustin Fox 37.
There you go.
I'm an at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y.
I
love his third swing. His third swing, he just knows it sucks.
Yep.
So he just like drops the club. Almost.
Yeah. Oh, he's just, it's just amazing to me that professional golfers, the best in the world, literally the best in the world, can have holes like you and I.
Oh man.
Is that the only sport that's like? Like what? There's nothing in football that the average, you know, you know, you never see a professional basketball player, a professional football player, or even a professional tennis player, you know, make the same mistakes that, you know, an average, you know, run-of-the-mill basketball player at the YMCA would do, you know?
No.
It's just like, crazy.
It'd be like Jordan getting to the free throw line and just airballing two.
It would never happen.
Right. It's just like one of those days. I mean, it's the guy that, you know, the infamous video of Michael shooting free throws with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
You know, like turned into Kembe Mutombo in Denver and went, oh, yeah, watch this. Turn eyes closed and swishes it. You know, it'd be like Tom Brady having a 5 or 6 interception game. It may happen once where he has a 3 or 4 pick game, but then that's it. This hole, I mean, like you said, and go on Dustin's Twitter. It's great. It's on at Golf Bet too.
Yeah.
He goes far left, then he goes far right. And he just melts down. And you're saying he's winning this tournament? I mean, that's Rory McIlroy here.
The best player in the world.
Is he number one at the moment?
If he's not number one, he's top five.
Pretty much up there. That's crazy.
What is his ranking right now?
That's great video.
He's number
Total
two.
Meltdown.
Number two in the world. Scotty Scheffler's number one.
That's right.
John Rahm, number three.
Don't you think there's that the PGA, just golf in general, it's not as good as it used to be because like you could finish like 95th at a tournament and really just mail it in and still get a lot of money. Don't you think that's a problem or not?
Sure. I mean, to me, I
just think these guys know if I can be within sniffing distance of like making the cut or even around then, I'll be just fine. And so now it's almost like a country club situation as opposed to, I don't know. I hate to do the whole back when I watched golf when I was a kid, but it's kind of true. Like, these purses are too big for the guys that don't even do much.
That line in what Happy Gilmore, and he's like, how much does the guy who finishes last place get? He's like, all right, so no matter what, I'm getting some money.
That's right. God, I hate that Bob Barker.
I actually watched on vacation. I made my kids watch it.
Oh,
they wanted
gosh.
To watch it, and it was
good.
They loved it, and it was
amazing.
Funny. I didn't know like if because we actually put it on, and I watched half of it and fell asleep because it was in the evening.
Yeah.
And my son stayed up and watched the whole thing, and then the next day we went putt putt, and he missed the putt, and he goes,
"Oh no.
What's wrong with you, Paul? You're too good for your home."
I thought you were telling me he threw his club.
No.
Decked somebody.
He got down and started yelling at the ball. I'm like, I'm a proud papa.
Oh, my God. What a great movie. What a classic.
Classic movie. You know what's crazy is Adam Sandler, in his heyday, was one of the funniest comedians/actors, you know, of his time.
Yeah.
And then he went through a phase where he had a bunch of bad movies and whatever, was just average, I thought. And now his last, he had that movie Uncut Gems. Did you see that movie?
No, I never saw it.
That was excellent.
Was it?
And he plays a serious role. Like, he's this jewelry dealer, and he's, you know, up to his eyeballs in debt or whatever, and he's a gambler. Like, he places wagers. It's a really, I don't want to give it away, but check it out. And then his newest movie, which was produced by LeBron James's company called The Hustle, it's on Netflix. I was just having dinner with folks last night, and they said it's like the best sports movie they've seen in a decade.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because they've got like real actors, real basketball players that are playing, you know, the role of basketball players in the movie. And it's apparently really good. And he plays a serious role. Excellent. It's excellent.
All right. I'll have to check it out. Because right now, as you know, my...
Price is wrong, B.
That's right. Too good. My nights are usually taken up watching Guardians baseball.
I know. And tonight you'll be watching the game.
I will be watching tonight. And by the way, yesterday I made a plea. I said, we got to get people to the ballpark. Why aren't you going? And the first three callers yesterday were unbelievably annoying to me, but I get it. Who's the one guy that said, this isn't our team anymore? Like, it's a new team?
It's a new team, yeah. He compared it to the Browns becoming the Ravens.
Right. It's like, are you kidding me? So it got me all upset. But I said to you, I said, I hope people go out tonight. One of my sources inside Progressive Field texted me today and said, heard you filling in on the fan yesterday. Thanks for the love. By the way, it's looking good for tonight. So it sounds like they're going to have a pretty big crowd tonight for Dollar Dog Night, Fireworks Night. I know tomorrow they're doing Pride Night and other things, and they got good stuff this weekend.
Bieber jerseys tomorrow night. Tonight's Ramirez shirts.
Right, Ramirez t-shirts, Dollar Dogs, and Fireworks. So I hear that tonight is supposedly they've sold a lot of tickets. So that's good.
I mean, if you have Dollar Dog Night, Fireworks, the Red Sox in town, and a Jose Ramirez t-shirt giveaway, and you still can't get people out, this town just doesn't like baseball.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Not to mention $2 pregame beer.
Hello.
Oh, how they doing
Dave
that?
Spano's buying.
It's true. $2 pregame?
That's right.
That is stealing.
See? So that's what I've heard from inside the building is that maybe our pleas, like Keith just said, if you're offering dollar dogs, $2 beers, t-shirts, and fireworks after the game, which is always fun for the kids, and you know, gosh, I remember, was it in 2016, the Friday night fireworks game when Ramirez tied it with a homer and then Naquin hit the walk-off inside the Parker against the Blue
Jays. Oh, and then he did the whole, like, thing.
The old rock star thing.
The rock star thing, exactly. Yeah. It was great.
Oh, gosh. That was like one of the best. But that was a Friday night game. But Red Sox Guardians should be interesting this weekend. They got, what, 3 with Boston, 5 with Minnesota with all these doubleheaders. And then 3 with the Yankees. So we're going to find out a little bit about this team and also find out about the fans. I mean, there's no excuse not to go. You said the weather's supposed to be fine all weekend, right?
Just to double check, last I saw, and here we go, I got the updated weather.
Are you close with Betsy Kling? Aren't you guys buddies?
Betsy Kling? I don't know her, but I'm a big fan.
See, there you go.
Does a great job there. Today is going to be 78. So this evening at first pitch is going to be 77 and sun. With a 9 o'clock sunset, 9:04, so you have a good night tonight. Tomorrow, 84 degrees,
perfect.
Sunday is the only day that looks a little questionable. 60% chance throughout the day of thunderstorms, but high of 82. I mean, the weather looks great. Literally, the next 10 days looks fantastic.
Well, we're in first place, percentage points ahead of the Twins, and coming home. So hopefully. Hopefully good things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.